Good show. Good evening, everyone, from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 in the morning to 7 at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, go to the website and subscribe so you can receive the monthly newsletter and whatever contests we may have coming up. If you have any messages for us, send them at the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. Thank you again. Enjoy the show. And I'll bring in, we've got somebody with us tonight, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I'm back. Whether that's good or not for you, who knows? Only time will tell. But I'm back. I had a break. I don't know whether it was a nice break, but I had a break, and I'm happy to be here. I hope you're all happy to hear from me as well. I only have one announcement, and that is happy birthday to Shirley on Saturday. Shirley, I hope you have a terrific day. I've known her for many, 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 many years. So, yeah, have a great day, Shirley. Other than that, we do have a full moon on Thursday. So it's, the effects of it are already showing, has been, believe it or not, for a week. Now, that is slightly strange because usually it's only 5 days before and 5 days after. So the pull of this full moon, yeah, it's doing some strange things to people, making them very emotional, speaking harshly, doing things that, well, if they're not nice people, it's bringing out the not nice even more. So just be aware of that. Lennis, back to you.
Okay. And welcome Heather to our chat room as always. It's such a treat to always have her here. Let me do a short prayer and then I'm going to do some birthdays too. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power in the universe. So be it. And I'm going to have some announcements, too. Happy birthday to Chad Johnson. Happy birthday to one of my best friends, Billy Geroni. Her birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday to Lester Alfred, Nanny Payne, Tavis Lee. Tavia Lee is one of the twins. They're my my middle sister's grandchildren. So happy birthday Tivia. It's Octavia, but we call her Tivia. Okay. Happy birthday to Joe Pratch. Happy birthday to Melinda. Happy birthday to my grandson, Dijon Eason, listen to me. God, I can't believe I got tongue-tied on that. Dijon, look over your grandmother. You know I'm old. Anyway, happy birthday, baby. And happy birthday to Mr. Jimmy Wilders. And happy birthday to Maxwell Yukachev. Hope all of you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Okay, now you guys know we do a prayer list. And if you ever want to get on the prayer list, just let us know. We will list your name and we'll pray for you for the week. Because I want you to remember, Nina is a Reiki master and I'm the intuitive empathic psychic. So there you go. I'd like to welcome in 832-917-828-860 and 714 to the show. Thank you very much. Now, for the prayer list, I have two people I want you guys to put on. I hope that you have a prayer list as well, or if you go to church or not. But, you know, do remember these people in prayer. The first one is Renee. Renee is going through right now with kidney cancer, so I ask that you pray for him for a healing, not just going through it, but a healing that he's done with it, he's over with it, and it won't ever come back. Also, I'm asking for a prayer for Chris. Chris has stage 3 lung cancer, and I'm asking for a healing as well. Not only just a good recovery, but a healing that it's gone. It's no longer in his body, ever to be seen again. So remember those two guys, Renee and Chris, this week while you're praying for healing, complete and permanent healing, okay? All right. As Nina told you, the full moon is on the 15th, and the new moon is on the 30th. Okay, and that's about it for astrology this month. Isn't that nice because we're out of Mercury retrograde? Glory, glory, hallelujah. Anyway, all right, Miss Nina, are we ready to begin?
Yes, we are, but I just want to let everybody know the Renee and Chris that Lennis has asked you to pray for are my brothers. So, yes, please pray for them. Thank you very much. And now I'm ready to begin.
All right. Our first caller is area code 832. Oh, wait, before I bring the caller in. So just a reminder, you guys, our shows are Monday and Tuesday nights, okay, at 6 o'clock. So just remember, I know it wasn't that many of you last week, but this week we got a full board, so I guess the word got around. Okay, area code 832, you're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello.
Hi, this is Dejan.
Hi,
Dejan. How are you doing? We ain't here for you
Hi.
In a minute. What's going on?
Doing pretty good.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what's
no,
up?
I am.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I just met a girl recently online, and we've been connecting a little bit. And I want to know, when do you see me and her meeting up in person?
Okay, what's her first name, Deja?
Valeria.
Aaliyah? Like Aaliyah. The singer Aaliyah? I'm
Valeria.
Sorry?
No.
Valeria.
Malaria. No offense, that sounds like a disease. But
yes,
anyway.
Valeria.
You know I'm a nut. Don't get mad at me. You know
well,
I'm a nut. I'm a comedian. Okay, malaria. Okay. She's blocking me. Why is that? She's spiritual. She's blocking me right now. I can't get through to her. I'm actually narrowing down into her spirit, and I'm still being blocked. What culture is she? Is she black? African American?
No, she's Italian. Puerto Rican Italian.
She's Italian, okay. I saw that much. I mean, not that she's Italian, but I felt that she was different. I'm not picking.
Yeah, she's
I'm just being blocked.
Puerto Rican.
Oh, probably a very pretty girl. I'm being blocked. Are you getting through, Miss Nina? Are you seeing anything
no.
for Dijon?
No, I thought for a minute that I'd lost my psychic abilities because, no, I'm getting nothing, absolutely nothing, other than
me
her
too.
Name is very, her name is very unusual and very pretty, but I'm not getting anything on her at all. I'm sorry.
Me either. We usually can pick up for you, Dijon. That's not usually a problem for us, but I feel like I'm being blocked because I'm really trying to reach her soul. And I'm being blocked. So for whatever reason, she wants to be mysterious, so be it. Unless she can find out a little bit more information for us, you know, give us a call back. But for right now, she's not letting us through. So, I don't know.
Okay.
You're on your own, kiddo.
Well, thank you.
You're on your own. You're going to have to let
well,
us
you.
Know, Dijon. All right? Give us a call back and let us know. I'm curious
yeah,
because
yeah.
I couldn't get – I really tried to
all
touch.
Right,
go ahead, Nina.
Give us a call back tomorrow night, Dijon, and maybe we can pick up more tomorrow. But right now, I'm not picking up anything either. It's just black. That's all I'm seeing is black. And that's very,
yeah.
very, very unusual for both of us to be like this.
Yep. So give us a call back tomorrow
okay.
night. Let's see if we maybe pick up something a little bit better, okay? All right. Well, thanks for calling. It's always good
okay.
to hear from you.
Well, thank you.
All right, Dijon.
Yes,
have a wonderful week. You're welcome. All right. Next caller, area code 917. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Oh, hey, Lennis and Miss Nina. How you doing? My name is Tim from New York. How are you doing tonight?
You're fine. I mean, we're fine. Would you say your name is Tim?
Yes, Tim.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, Tim. How are you doing today, young man?
I can't complain. It's a summer day in my city. I'm always good on these days.
All right. All right. Well, what can we answer for you today?
Well, I was calling to see if Spirit had anything on me on finding a new job. Job/career. I'm trying to change things up from where I'm currently at. Not exactly sure where to go, but I'm just trying to put the intent out there and just trying to use the law of attraction, per se. I'm just wondering if the Spirit had any messages for me.
Okay, now on your career, I'm picking up Connecticut. Were you going to move? That
I
came in real
not.
Strong while you were talking about job. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I did not plan on it.
Okay, well, just kind of jot that down, you know, TikTok, put it
okay.
in the back of your brain, but Connecticut came up real strong, I mean, like adamantly from the angels, like that was your path, your future, relationship, marriage, is like that's your life from henceforth forevermore, so do check out Connecticut and see what job openings they have, okay, because they're telling me that's where you're supposed to be. At least that's what I'm picking up. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Believe it or not, I'm seeing water. Why am I seeing water? Maybe you're going to move somewhere where there's water, but that's what I'm picking up is water. Career-wise, what popped into my head was the entertainment industry. Now, I don't know why, but that's what the angels told me, is the entertainment industry. Now, I don't have any idea what part of the entertainment industry, but that's what popped into my head. Is that feasible to you?
I'm trying to do a little writing. I am a creative, but I've kind of realized I do have some creative talent, so I'm trying to figure out how I could do something with that. Aside from
okay.
career, but yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me now. Pursue it, definitely.
Okay,
now I'm picking up now from Nina and the angels. I'm seeing plays and theatrical. They're saying theatrical and plays. I don't know if you were going this kind of piggybacks on what Nina said is entertainment, so they're telling me this now. Like you said, you do some writing. I don't know where you're going, but they're saying plays, theatrical, theater. Maybe that's your calling, is to eventually be a screenwriter or a writer for theater. Had you thought about
okay.
that?
I have thought about that, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then
well,
you're
we
there.
Got
you
water.
Got
inter- yeah.
Yeah, you've got a vote of confidence from us, so yeah, and from our angels. I would definitely pursue it. You may have to get a part-time job to pay the bills while you're pursuing this, but yeah, pursue it for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks a lot. I
That's
really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. You got it. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Yep, that's your calling. I believe you're going to end up in Connecticut because it was so strong.
Okay, he's gone, Lena.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let us know, Tim. Give us a call back when you get a chance and let us know how it's going, but you're going to end up in Connecticut. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lena and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we've got Heather with us tonight. So you've got me, Miss Nina, and Heather. Hello, somebody. All righty. Next caller, area code 828. You're on the line with Lennis, Miss Nina, and Heather. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you. I'm curious to see what you feel happening between a connection I've had for a really long time with a man named Sean.
Okay. Debbie and Sean. Well, you guys already took it to the next level. I got that right away. Are you looking for marriage? Are you two going in the marriage route? Or I see settling
no.
down. I see a foundation. Huh. I see you two holding hands. Now I see you hugging. I see a very strong foundation here. Where is this relationship going? Because I see marriage. I see a solidifying. Am I missing something?
No. I mean, I've known him for, I don't know, 12, 13 years, and we were in a relationship for 7. And I feel him. It's like a twin flame relationship. I feel what's going on in his life. But we're not connected right now. We're not speaking. I just know that he's going to contact me. I don't know when, and I don't know what it's about, but I'm just curious to see what you felt.
I'm going to tell you, Debbie, as soon as you started talking, I picked up sadness.
You picked up what, Nina? I'm sorry?
Sadness.
Oh.
So I don't know what that means, but that's what I picked up.
I didn't pick up sadness. I just felt like they should be married or they should be together. But she said it's her twin essence, so that explains that. But he is going to call you. He's going to get in touch with you because my nose was itching while you were talking. So he's thinking about you now. Yeah, he's thinking about you now. So he will be calling. Okay, the angels are showing me. Nina's right. There was a death in his family. It's really affected him, too. I don't know if it's... brother, mother? It just made him sick at his stomach. Terribly sick at his stomach regarding this death. It's somebody very close to him. It left a hole. It left him broken. Oh, God, I feel like I want to throw up right now. who is this? I almost want to say a female, but then I see they're showing me like it could be a brother. So I don't know if it's a female, a sister, or a mother. You see, the mother's coming back up again. Is his mother still alive?
His mother is, yeah. And he doesn't have any
siblings.
She
must be very sick.
She must be very, very sick.
Okay. Yeah, because now that feeling is starting to move away. So it is his mom. Okay, she's very sick. That's the sadness that he's feeling. She's very sick. She's close to taking her wings. So that's what's going on in his life right now. He's very concerned. And it will affect him deeply. I'll put it like that.
Yeah, that is actually what I felt might happen and lead him to call me. Wow.
Yeah, because he wants to let you know. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. He may call you before to let you know how sick she is, or if not, he'll call you after the fact. One of the two. I think it might be before, though, just because it looks like he needs a sounding board, somebody to just vent and talk to, you know. Let the emotions and stuff out. Yeah, just let it go, and then he can kind of calm himself and come back to one. So, yep, he's gonna call you, Debbie. Sorry, it's not the best of news, but
that's
he enjoys
okay.
you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful day. Okay, next caller, area code 203, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Vittoria.
You're going to have to spell that. I'm not going to even ask you four times.
It's V-I-T-T-O-R-I-A.
Oh, Victoria. How you doing, woman?
I'm good. How are you?
That's good. We haven't talked to you in a while. So what's up? What question you got for me and Miss Nina?
So I met a guy named Nick a couple weeks ago, and I'm just wondering what you're picking up as far as, you know, how he feels about me and, you know, what's to kind of come with this.
The 411 on Nick. That's what you want, right? And it's Nick, am I correct?
Yes.
N-I-C-K?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see what Nick's going on. And Heather, just come on in whenever, girl. I don't know why I've been... something other, I got out of, okay. All right. He's headstrong, intense sometimes, no nonsense. Looking for his better half, wants to fill a void in his life. Tired of drama. He's been through it a couple of times with other women. He's tired of drama. He wants a relationship he can be happy in and feel complete.
And he can sometimes be a joker.
Yeah, he's definitely got a nice sense of humor.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I picked up that right away on him. He can be a joker. Wears his heart on his sleeve. Be completely honest with him, because if you're not, he'll walk away. What else am I picking up on him? Oh, intense eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very intense.
Yeah.
Hey, Lennox, I'm getting good at this.
I tell you, the angels are on point this evening. I feel
good
about
Nick really nice
myself. Eyes. I do. I feel good. How do you feel, Nina?
I do too. I feel really good about him. But the only thing right now is you, like I said, you have to be completely honest with him. He's been burned by people that have lied to him and have given him half truths. So whatever you do, tell him the complete truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's been really upfront with me too, and he showed a lot of interest, like when we first met, and then he told me that he just got out of a relationship that
mm-hmm.
he ended. I don't think he was happy in that relationship, but it was still something that was very like difficult to end. So I don't think he's quite ready to jump into something. And, you know, I respect
yeah.
that he was very upfront.
Yeah.
But I'm
just
kind of wondering, like.
Take it slow. Take it slow. There's no rush. You both have time. And if you do all of these things, yeah, I think you may get one heck of a forever relationship out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying not to, like, push him or anything like that. Like, I'm not even really reaching out too much or anything like that. Like, I would like for him to just kind of come to me when he's ready. And so, I don't know, I'm just kind of like wondering like when
no.
that would be, or trying to get an
no.
idea of like where.
When did you see him last or talk to him last?
A couple days ago.
Okay. Give him a week if he hasn't gotten a hold of you. Get a hold of him. Ask him out for coffee or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't let him forget you.
Yeah. Do you think I've been, like, on his mind, even though he's, you know, obviously not quite ready?
Well, I think so. Lannis, are you picking up that?
He's very much interested. I'll put it like
yeah.
that. He's very interested okay. in you.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too, but I wasn't getting a clear picture. So, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Let us know, Victoria.
You
yeah.
know, I'm just trying to find my person. So I got, you know, excited when I met him. So, you know, I'm just hoping for the best.
Take it a day at a time and just go with the flow. And like Nina said, be honest. Stand in your truth.
Yeah.
He'll respect that. He'll respect you for
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not sure if I should ask him to get together, though. Like, I don't know if I should just wait for him to do that. Because, again, I want to take it slow. So I don't know if me asking is pushing it. Like, what is your thought about that?
No, I told you, give him a week and then you give him a call.
Okay.
So if
okay.
you don't hear from him by Friday, call him next Monday.
Yeah.
Or Sunday.
He's not going to forget about me, right?
Well, he could if you don't phone him.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, in this day and age, us women have to show that we are interested too. It's not always up to the guy. Come on,
yeah.
ladies, you should know this.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, then there's no reason why you, as a progressive woman, cannot make that call and say, hey, how are you doing? Would you like to go out for coffee?
Yeah.
You know, like
right.
really, what's the harm in going out for a coffee or a tea or whatever? There's no harm in that.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So do it, Victoria. Have fun. Relax.
Okay.
All right.
Keep
us in touch. Let us know how you're doing.
All right. I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, area code 714, you're on the line with Lannis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lannis. This is Corrine. How are you both, ladies?
Hi, Corrine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. My question is in regards to the business my son and I have and have started. How do you feel it'll go?
What kind of business are you in? Can you give me a little highlight or something about it?
Sure. It's a marketing business, and I heard someone ask me. Okay.
Can we have his first name?
Can we have his first name too, please?
Yes, Stephen.
Thank you.
Boy, I see your son taking the horn by the bulls, and he's gone with it. He's so excited. He is so excited. He's just like, boom, boom, boom. Okay, we got to do this. We got to do that. It's almost like he's scattered, but he's there. It's just so many ideas are coming in his head or things to do that he's bombarded. But that's okay. That's all right. Yes, Mom, you and him will do good, but were you looking for a profit right away? Because I see a profit in about 6 months.
Oh, yes, that's what I picked up, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Substantial profit now where you can say, okay, we made it and, you know, we can do this and that.
No, we both have other jobs as well. So, you know, we're just like working ourselves to the bone. somewhat. And I wanted to know if you saw what there would be as far as challenges or any concerns that I should have. I should probably just ask you guys directly my question. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I'm just a little nervous.
Oh, no, that's okay. And, you know, the only concerns that I see you having is your vendors, the people that you deal with. And in fact, the angels are telling me for you to put on your armor of God, the patience of Job.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I see is just, it looks like some vendors, people that you do business with, will be fine. I see like three of them, there's no problem. Then I see they're showing me two that arrogance and ego. Angels are telling me the other two businesses are arrogant and ego. You will still deal with them and make money now. But it's just kind of giving you the environment of those people when you deal with them. So if you have it easy going with three of them, yes, you will do well and make money. And the other two, you will too, but it'll just be a little bit of a challenge. That's all.
Yeah, I do understand that. And also, at least what I'm thinking, and I've already experienced some ego and arrogance a little bit. Like, it's not the way I would do business, okay? I'm kind
of
old
right.
school.
Well, I said
and
the armor of God
there's
and the patience of Job.
Pardon?
Yep.
Yeah. So my last question is, should I...
you
should
can only
I, oh,
do one.
I'm sorry.
Involved. You have to call
back.
Oh,
my gosh. I will.
Call back.
I will.
Right away.
I will.
If you want.
Thank you.
Yeah, just call back because we have other callers, so... You've asked,
oh, not a problem. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Okay.
You're welcome,
okay,
Corey.
Thank you
for Bye-bye. Calling. Okay. Love you, too. All right. Caller 561, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. 561.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Robbie.
Hi, Robbie. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today, young man?
Very well. And yourself?
Oh, terrific.
Good. So I have a question regarding my wife, what you see for her career-wise.
Okay, and what career is she in?
Well, nothing at the moment.
Robbie, don't make me come to this phone. Okay, so what is she interested in? What is she working in now or going to school for?
She's going to school right now for psychology, but she's feeling kind of lost at the moment of what she's meant to do.
Okay. So she needs to figure out first what her passion is. What is she passionate about doing that she would enjoy? Because that's the thing that she's
going
put
to
all
intervene.
Her efforts in. Go ahead, Nina.
I'm going to intervene for just one. She's in psychology right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tell her to lean or go towards women's issues. That's where I think she'll be the most use, and to direct her studies in that direction. I see her being really successful at this, and it will become a passion for her. So
okay.
Tell her to deal with just women's issues. Yeah, I really feel strongly about this. So tell her to continue with her studies. She's on the path that she should be on. She's just hit a rough patch right now.
Okay. Is it possible? She has a passion for animals. I know it's not psychology related, but she actually stopped pursuing the veterinary track because she was scared of failing and not being able to become a veterinarian, which is how she ended up in psychology.
Well, yeah. Okay. I don't know about down in the U.S., but up here in Canada, it's really, 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 really hard to become a vet because they only take 3 or 4 new students a year to whatever university is offering the veterinary courses. So you have to have marks like you wouldn't believe. But
right.
she could be using animals to help these women, like animals that are service animals, and that
mm-hmm.
may be the direction that she could go. I'm seeing service, yeah, definitely, and that will help these women. So maybe that can mix the two passions together.
Okay. And then if I could ask one quick question about myself, I just recently got a promotion, another job in the medical field, and I just wanted to know if you guys could see where that's going to go, if it's going to be successful for me.
Len, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm seeing white. Technology lab. What are you working in? I don't know why I'm seeing lab and instruments and stuff right now.
Yeah, I actually am going to be working in a genetics laboratory.
All right.
Well, you got the job. Congratulations. Have a good week.
Well, hopefully
you did, Robbie. You got the job. Okay, so all that stuff that I was seeing, that was you in there. Okay, yes, you got the job, sir. Congratulations.
And you will do well.
Right.
You will do really well. So don't doubt yourself. Put the doubts away. Both of you are doubting. Don't do that. Put those doubts away and just go forward. Take those big leaps, even if it's, okay, tiny steps forward. But whatever, don't be afraid. Do it.
All right. I appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you.
You're
yes,
welcome.
Because you both complement each other, even your futures. You're complementing each other. You both have a purpose and it's strong. So it's just hard
yep.
for right
I
now because
so.
As you're taking that step, it's not easy, but, it's going to get so much better. And the glorification for what you two will be doing, just phenomenal. So, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You're on the right path.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Robbie, and thanks for calling. And have a wonderful weekend, man.
Okay, Lennis, before we go on, I would like to remind the callers, if you want to talk to us and you want to be in the queue, please press 1. Sometimes callers just want to listen, so they don't press 1. But if you want to ask us a question, even if it's another question and you've been on the air already, please press 1. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. That's right, get in the queue, because we had a couple of callers who were almost, yeah. Anyway, all right, area code 203, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Good evening, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. This is Soraya.
Savoia. Is that your name? That is pretty. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are, ma'am.
That is pretty, Savoia. Ooh, I like that.
Thank you. I remember that one.
Kids have grandchildren. Okay, Savoia. All right, how can we answer for you today, young lady, with the pretty name?
Well, thank you. Well, today I came across a black butterfly, and I've never seen one before. And I know that I've been working on relationships that were not in a good state, and they're being revitalized, a lot of forgiveness and hearing, and I know there's still more work to be done, but in the gist of everything, can you tell me what is my guides are saying about all that's taken, well, not all, but specifically why that black butterfly came across?
Butterfly, okay. No matter what color, a butterfly, no matter what color, is a joy, and it's rejuvenation. So I wouldn't worry about the color, okay?
Okay, okay.
It's a butterfly brings good news, blessings, and everything else. So don't worry about the color of the butterfly. The fact that you saw something unusual like that, it should be lifting your soul up instead of pushing you down. So be grateful that you knew.
Oh, yeah, there's a blessing coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there is for sure. So don't be worried about it. It's a good thing, a very good thing. Okay?
Okay.
Solid as a rock. It's coming. Yes, ma'am. Just look up and say, thank you, God, for that blessing.
Oh, yeah. Every day. Every day.
There you go. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. I just did a little quick one-minute video. This woman had two monarch butterflies, and believe it or not, synchronicity, they were both black.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Wow. That's why when I heard you, I was like, oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, thank
you,
Sophia, we got a full board. We got to get back. But thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us. We do appreciate it. So you just, what does they say? Go with the flow. You got a blessing coming. So just go with the flow.
Okay.
Enjoy. All right.
Thank you. God
have a wonderful weekend, lady. All right. Next caller, area code 203. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. So I am getting over a bad wrist injury, and I'm going to be trying to go back to work in a couple of weeks. And when I go back, I honestly want to quit and take a new job. So I have one offer right now. And then I'm still interviewing, though, and I hope to get another offer, if not two, before I go back. So I was wondering what you thought I should take. One job will work primarily with GPS. Another job will work with missiles. And
Go with what your heart is telling you to do.
Okay.
That's the best way. Right now your head is kind of in there, but go with what your heart tells you to do. Go with what your heart tells you to do right now, because I think your heart is going to lead you in the right direction. I see you whatever direction it is and whatever opportunity, for some strange reason, they're telling me the middle one, so it's the second job offer.
Yeah.
Is that the one your heart is telling you to take?
So far, yes, but I haven't really interviewed for it. But that's like, it's like kind of like piqued my interest, and I'm thinking, but I have no basis for that. we'll see, and I certainly don't have a job offer yet, but we'll see.
The angels are telling me the second one and to go with your heart. Lennis, have you got any more advice?
No, because I was going to tell her the same thing, too, the second one. I didn't understand the name, but the angels were saying, that's the job. So
yeah.
I'm just listening to you, and it's like confirmation for what the angels are telling me. So, yep, that's the job for you.
Okay,
you're
so
taking a
like
spiritual awareness
strong
with you to that job. That's why you're going to get it.
Oh, so I'll have a good feeling then. It'll be a strong feeling that this is
yep.
like a positive. Okay. Because sometimes
yep,
you're just
sure.
scared and confused. All right.
Yeah.
And it's a positive then? It could be a good positive move?
Oh, yes, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good, good. That's nice.
All right.
Nice.
Thank
then.
You so much. Thank you for
Thank
calling,
you.
And you have a good week, and congratulations on your new job.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next caller is area code 714. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. It's Kareen.
That's okay.
I wanted to. Yeah, I know. Anyways, what I wanted to ask was, in this business that I have with my son, which has started a while ago, he's getting married in the next couple months, and I didn't know if I should have any concerns for a prenup or not, because he has told me they have discussed prenups. So then it got me thinking about, oh, well, I'm on accounts and everything with him. Should I have a prenup?
For their marriage? You?
Not for the marriage, for the business. For the business.
Oh, yes. Oh,
sorry,
hell
sorry.
Yes, for the business. Yeah, okay. Because I didn't know, like, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, for the business, yes, ma'am. That's business. Business is business, and personal is personal. And because your
okay.
son is getting married and you and him went into this business prior to the marriage, I don't know what your laws are back there. Here,
yeah.
whatever you do prior to the marriage, it stays that way. If he were to be married and then he went into business with you, he would have to split, part of the business with her if they were to get a divorce or something. So, yeah. But I would still CYA. Yeah. Go ahead, Nina.
I don't know about a prenup, but just have, I don't know, a contract written up between you and your son
mm-hmm.
that the business stays just between the two of you, no matter
mm-hmm.
who or what comes into your personal relationship. I think
oh.
that is the best way to do it rather than a prenup, because if you
yeah.
get a prenup with your future daughter-in-law, you could be starting off on the wrong foot with her, and I don't think you want that.
No, I don't. So that was
okay.
answered perfectly, because, yes, you never anticipate for things to happen, but I was a little bit like, God, how could I do this and not be offensive or anything, but still be smart
yeah.
about business
yeah.
because you have to be. So thank
sure.
you. That answered my question. Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're very
yeah,
welcome. And yeah, that way you're not going to start off on the wrong foot with her. Everything will be cool, and your business will be protected.
Thank
you.
I really cherish that. I've been going back and forth about it for a while now, so it's really helped me a lot. Thank you both, ladies.
You're very
you're
welcome.
You're most welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'll
okay,
keep listening.
We'll call. Oh, okay. I sure can. We can keep you on here. Here we go. Okay. If you call in real quick, we can do one more call. We do have lines that are open, 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. So if you guys got a quick question, call in. We've got about 5 minutes here before it's at the close of the show. If not, we'll go back to Corrine and see if she got another question. Go ahead,
well,
Nina.
You know, well, we are going to probably go back to Corrine because I've started my 2-minute warning. Ah!
Oh, listen, and let me tell you guys, for the people that have subscribed to the website, the newsletter went out last week, and there's a lot of information in there on the blog news. So please take time and go through and read some of the articles there, because a lot of good information. Also, the horoscopes for August are also out, and that's in the blog news. Now, that one, you don't have to be a subscriber to do that, and it's also on YouTube. Under Lennis Boyd or Saturday Night Psychic. The thing this month for horoscopes I did was a peace of mind. So you can go in and listen or either read about it. But, yeah, I don't know why, but that was a thing that came to me, a peace of mind. So it worked out pretty good. So, anyway, do that. And if you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe to the website, because as the fall comes in, Nina and I will be doing different things, so we'll probably have some contests going or something. So, anyway,
and the website is, you have to tell them what the website is.
Oh, the website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.net. On the main page, you'll see a picture of me and Nina. And also, if you want to send us a message, you can do that as well. The message box is at the bottom of the main page. Also on the main page is Monday and Tuesday shows. So when the shows are done, I do post them. So you can go back in, maybe if you missed your question, maybe you missed the answer or didn't understand, want to go back and listen, you're more than welcome to. Monday and Tuesday shows are on the front page. Also, blog news. I'm sorry?
Also, Lennis, you need to change that picture of me. I hate that picture.
Send me a picture that I can use. You and Jim did some really nice pictures when you were on vacation. I saw that, but I didn't know how, you know, I do know how to crop, but I didn't know which one you wanted me to use, because those were some nice pictures. So send me a newer one.
Go ahead and use whatever picture you want, but please just take that one off.
Okay, off of the main page. Okay, I'll put something up tonight. I'll put another picture up tonight. But I don't have those pictures now of you, and I'll go on your website. I mean your website. God, I'll go on your page. Because
yeah,
those are really nice pictures.
Yeah.
I'll get a picture and crop it.
Just to remind everyone, the full moon is Thursday. The effects from that full moon are very, very strong. It's bringing out the negativity in people, and if the people are already aggressive and negative, it's really bringing it out. So just, maybe walk away from those types of people and stay away from them, because you're only going to get hurt if you're around them.
Yeah. That's the truth. That is the truth. So do heed that. Other than that, I don't have anything else that's coming up. Oh, Wednesday in the studio. We do have a special guest coming on the 21st of this month. She's worked with Essence Magazine. Her name is Renata, and I'm sorry I can't think of her last name. She's got two magazines and shows. Oh, just a lot of stuff. You're going to enjoy her. So I'll probably this week, too, I'll start doing a little advertising about her, because I'm dying. They just did an interview with Felicia Rashad, and I'm dying to find out about the interview. So you know I'm going to ask some questions. But anyway, she's coming up. And also, I don't know who else at the end of the month, but we will have other guests on our Wednesday in the studio show at 6 o'clock. I will be repeating Human Trafficking Show. It will come up in September. Why? Because school is starting, and I want parents to be aware of their environment, where the kids are going to school and coming home, and just people in general. So what out to watch for. So I will be running that show again. And then, of course, on Friday, you know, it's Friday Traffic Jams, a music show. If you missed last week, you guys got to go in there. The music show is on the radio page. So is in the studio. I did music from the 1930s era, y'all. It was a blast. I enjoyed it. I told people, call your grandparents up or, you know, your parents or uncle or aunt that, you know, are a little bit past those baby boomers. I said, because they're going to enjoy that. The music was great. I mean, wow. Real music, real words, beautiful lyrics. It was just wonderful. So if you get a chance, go in there and check it out. Okay, well, we've got a caller, so I guess we better do this right quick. Area code 434, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Khalil. I've called back before.
Oh, okay. This is Khalil. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, well, Khalil, welcome to the show. How are you doing, young man?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Terrific.
Good.
Me and Nina.
What's your question? Because we only have a few minutes here.
I was wondering, the state trooper, see, I'm in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if the state trooper that basically was, like, helping me out, if she was a tactical response team officer.
Okay, go ahead.
If
that's what he's wondering, Lettuce.
He's wondering if the state trooper is going to help him.
No, if
she's if she was a tactical team officer.
Is he going to help you? Is that the question?
No,
if she was a SWAT officer or like explosive technician or like someone with like ERT.
I'm not picking up anything about that. No, I'm not picking up anything. I think she's just a state trooper. I think she hopes to be one day, but for right now, no.
So she's studying to become a tactical officer?
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. She's not quite there yet, but she is studying to be one, yes.
Okay. Yeah, because she had on, like, boots and she had on a hat that said state trooper, and that's usually how tactical officers dress.
Yeah. Well, I think she's
training,
in training
maybe.
Or whatever. Yeah,
yes.
She's in training.
Uh-huh. Yep, training.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. She's doing good. Is that your girlfriend or your wife?
No,
yeah.
That was just someone that was here for, like, the August thing to make sure that nothing bad happened.
Oh, it's not.
Oh.
That's good,
yeah.
That they have these officers out there to protect you. Yeah. Be grateful.
Well,
that's all all I can say is be grateful.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Khalil, and thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful weekend, man.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Miss Nina, I'll let you close us on out. Let me get this music started. It's all the way at the top now.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for those of you that called in the chat room and those listening to us live on the air or in the archives. It was a great show. I really enjoyed being back, and we will be with all of you tomorrow night again, same time, same channel. Love you all. Good night.
I love you too. If no one's told you they love you today, well, you know me and Miss Nina do. See you tomorrow night at 6.
Good night, everyone.
Love you, Nina.
Saying all we need to say, there's endless possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way. Let's find some kind of deeper conversation, darling.
heart's a